Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is American Rescue Plan. What do I need to know? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro and the Tax Minimization Program. The Tax Minimization Program is a training program with tax strategies, implementation guides, group training, unlimited access to ask general tax questions to our team, and so much more. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Again, today's topic is the American Rescue Plan Act. What do I need to know? So you likely have seen the news. A new coronavirus COVID relief package has been passed. And what we want to do in this episode is kind of walk through what that new act entails. So just as a preface, kind of show you where we've come from, there has now been around $6 trillion in economic relief during the pandemic thus far. Yes, $6 trillion so far. And that number includes this recently passed American Rescue Plan Act, also known as ARP. If you're seeing that around, that would be the same act that they're talking about, which this one specifically is $1.9 trillion. So again, what our goal here is to break down the important pieces of the act that you need to know about. Now, obviously with $1 trillion, there's a lot of stuff in this thing. We want to just break out some of the things that we think our listeners are going to be most useful to them. So the first thing we want to talk about is stimulus payments. Yes, more stimulus payments are coming for some Americans. Those stimulus amounts are $1,400 if you're single, $2,800 if you're married, and then an additional $1,400 for each dependent. Now, those will be going out to Americans unless you're part of a phase-out. Those numbers start to phase out at $75,000 for single and $150,000 for married. So if your income is over $75,000 or $150,000, they'll start to phase out, and they completely phase out at $80,000 if you're single and $160,000 if you're married. So this is an important thing. Again, if it's $1,400 per person, including dependents. If you make over $75,000 and you're single, or over $150,000 and you're married, these stimulus payments will start to phase out. And note that this is going to be calculated based on your most recent tax return on file. So a lot of people might want to be doing some planning here. Let's say in 2019, you had $180,000 of income, but in 2020, you're now dropped down to $140,000 and you're married. You might want to quickly file a return if you haven't already gone past that point. Now, don't worry, if you qualify based on your 2020 return and you don't get it because you don't have your 2020 return filed, you can still get this when you file your return. Now, let's think of the opposite. Let's say in 2019, you had $120,000 of income and you're married. And then in 2020, you had $170,000 of income and you're married. If you have not filed your 2020 tax return yet, you will qualify for this stimulus payment. Now, if you go ahead and file your tax return, it will disqualify you because now you're over that phase out threshold and you will not get any stimulus payments. So there is some planning that you want to think around here when we're talking about these stimulus payments. The second piece I want to talk about is unemployment benefits. So those of you that are on unemployment, or those of you that have received unemployment, the federal supplement of $300 a week is going to continue. That's going to begin March 14th and end in September 6th. So that $300 supplement from the federal government for unemployment is going to continue. But here's the big one. If you had unemployment income in 2020, the first $10,200 of unemployment benefits received in 2020 will be exempt from income taxes. So this is a retroactive change. And this is going to be a change that they made now dating back to 2020. And note that if you have income over $150,000, you're going to be disqualified from this. So you have unemployment income and your total income is under $150,000. Your first $10,200 of unemployment benefits in 2020 are not going to be subject to income taxes. This is key. This is great news for those of you that had some unemployment in 2020. Note, if you already filed your tax return, you're going to have to file an amendment to get that money back, or the IRS is going to provide some guidance on that. If you have not filed your tax return yet, you might want to hold off. Wait till your tax preparer has updated software that can calculate this for you. So two kind of planning activities here, just more on when are you going to go ahead and file your tax return. The next item I want to talk about is the child tax credit. Do you have kids? If so, the child tax credit has been expanded for tax year 2021. So now we're talking 2021. That child tax credit, if you have children under 6 years old, is going to be $3,600 per child. If you have children between the ages of 6 and 17, it's going to be $3,000 per child. So this is an increased child tax credit amount. Again, under 6 years old, $3,600. Between ages of 6 and 17, it's going to be $3,000 per child. Note that this, again, will start to phase out for those with income over $150,000 if you're married, or $75,000 if you're single. And now here's an interesting point, which will be interesting to see how they roll this out. But they're going to actually be prepaying some of your child tax credits. So for July 2021 through December 2021, they're going to be making monthly advanced tax payments regarding half of your child tax credit. So if you have a child that's under six years old, you're going to get a paycheck or a check from the government, $300 on a monthly basis. If you have children between the ages of 6 and 17, that monthly amount is going to be $250. So again, this is going to start in July and run through the end of December, and it's going to be $300 per child under six and $250 per month for each child ages 6 to 17. There is some income limitations, as we discussed, but this is going to be interesting to see how they roll this out, because this is going to be payments going out. Now, another thing to note on this piece is that if you, in your 2020 return or your most recent tax return, are under the income levels, so you do qualify for this higher child tax credit, but now in 2021, your income maybe grows and now you'd be disqualified. You're still likely going to receive these monthly payments, but you may need to pay some of them back if you phase out. So this is not one of those like the stimulus payments where if you get it, you get it, even if you don't technically deserve it. They're just basing it off of the most recent tax return. With the child tax credit, you can get it, but if you then have income over the thresholds, they can take some of that back. And that kind of reconciliation will occur when you file your tax return. So just an item to note, there likely is going to be somewhere where you can request out of this. So if you do know your income is going to be higher than in previous years and you're going to phase out of this, you can request to not take those monthly payments. So those are the three main items I want to talk about. Some other items to note is that this relief package establishes a restaurant revitalization fund. And this is really cool for those in the restaurant industry that have been hit pretty hard by COVID. This is going to be administered by the SBA, and this is going to allow eligible entities access to some grant money. So definitely this hasn't been rolled out. It's just kind of been initially introduced. There's going to be more details coming on this. They did provide some additional funding to the PPP 2.0 program. Note that this program still, though, has a 331 deadline, and it's not been extended. It hasn't been extended via this bill or anywhere else, at least up until this point. But they did provide some additional funding there. There was no kind of student loan forgiveness or anything like that located in this bill. However, I feel like they may be laying the groundwork for some potential student loan forgiveness down the road, because they put in this bill that any student loan forgiveness passed between 12/30 of 2020 through January 1st of 2026 is going to be tax-free. So I feel like they're kind of laying the groundwork that if some student loan forgiveness items come up in the future, they already put this in this bill, that will be tax-free. And again, there's so much more that was in this bill, but we want to talk about the items that we feel are most important to the listeners and of our podcast here and small businesses in general. So as we continue to hear more, learn more, we'll keep you updated. And who knows, there may be another relief package later in the year. We hope that things just start to open up, everything starts to tick, unemployment goes back down, and everyone's getting back to work and things can operate as they were pre-pandemic. But you never know. There might be another package down the road, and you'll be sure that we'll bring that to you too. So I want to just kind of outline again, brief overview of what we talked about. This is the American Rescue Plan Act. First thing is stimulus payments, $1,400 per person, including dependents. So if you're married, it's $2,800 plus $1,400 for every dependent you have. Those are going to start to phase out when you hit incomes of $75,000 if you're single or $150,000 if you're married. And this income threshold is calculated based on your last or most recent tax return on file. So think about your planning there on if you're going to put through a tax return, rush through a tax return now, or potentially even maybe hold off on a tax return. Some planning opportunities there. Unemployment benefits, the federal supplement at $300 a week is going to remain through September. And unemployments, if you received unemployment in 2020, your first $10,200 of unemployment benefits you received in 2020 are not subject to tax. This is if you have income under $150,000. If you already filed, you're gonna have to file an amendment, hold off, no rush on that. If you have not filed yet, wait for your tax preparer software to be updated so that you can do that correctly. In the child tax credit, they expanded the child tax credit for 2021. Child under 6 years old is going to be $3,600 and ages 6 to 17, $3,000. And again, they're going to start some monthly payments on here, and there is some phase out items here. So double check that as well. And then the other major item is this restaurant revitalization fund. So if you're a restaurant owner, you're definitely going to want to check into this as more details come up. Again, this is going to be administered by the SBA. So as they provide more details, you'll be able to kind of look into those items. Other than that, that's kind of the big takeaways that I wanted to bring to your attention regarding this American Rescue Plan Act. And definitely, if you have questions, feel free to jump in our Facebook group, which reminds me. Join our Facebook group. It's a great opportunity where you can ask questions, collaborate with other business owners. Simply go to Facebook, join, and search Small Business Tax Secrets. You'll join our Facebook group, answer a few questions, and you can hop in there and start discussing with other business owners. And bring your questions there. If there's things that you want to be talked about on this podcast, ask them there. The more attention we get, the more reason for us to put an episode up about it. Also, don't forget to check out our tax minimization program. That's kind of this next step in this item. Our goal is to say, instead of thinking about preparing and filing taxes, which is important and definitely something you need to do, we also want you to think about tax planning. What can you be doing to make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible? That's where our tax minimization program comes into play. That tax minimization program is a monthly subscription. We have a library of content where we put tax strategies in there. We have implementation guides to show you exactly how you can implement these tax strategies within your business. We also have, you have unlimited access to our team to ask general tax questions. So getting stuck or have a tax strategy or have an expense you want to run past our team to see, hey, does this make sense? Is this allowable? You have unlimited Ask a Pro questions for those general tax questions. We also do a monthly group training session, which we're actually doing this week. We're going to be doing it on hiring your kids, and that's where we join as a group, go through a tax strategy and ask any questions that the group has as well, and so much more in this program. So feel free to check this out. We're excited about the launch and excited to get more people in there and just collaborating as a group on these tax savings and making sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Again, that's www.taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. And I'm going to have links to the Facebook group, the tax minimization program, an article on this new ARP relief program. We're going to have all that in the show notes too, so you can always check it out there. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, and I will see you guys next week.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.